The European Union's top human rights agency has criticized the Czech Republic over a method of testing whether men who seek asylum on the grounds that they are gay are actually homosexual. The EU says the sexual arousal test could violate its Convention on Human Rights. Ian Willoughby has been following this strange-sounding story and joins me now. What exactly is this test?
Well, Ruth, the test is what's known as phallometric testing. It basically involves showing pornographic pictures and other images to men who've applied for asylum on the grounds that they're gay and that they could suffer persecution in their own country for that reason. The test measures blood flow in the penis. In essence, that is whether to ascertain whether somebody is really gay according to what you might call their reactions to various sexual images. And it came to light that it was being used here after an Iranian asylum seeker in Germany complained that he had been subjected to this test. Blanca Tapia is the spokesperson for the European Union's Agency for Fundamental Rights, the body who said recently in a report that this practice could breach their convention barring torture and humiliating treatment. And this is what she had to say on the matter.
In this specific case of using this phallometric testing, the problem is actually this, that actually one can infer that there is an element of humiliation when this test is used because it involves great exposure to very intimate sexual feelings. With this test, what you're measuring is actually the sexual response of a gay man.
I understand Radio Prague actually spoke to a man who underwent this test.
Yes, our Russian colleagues interviewed a gay man named Sergei Cherveda, who applied for and won asylum in the Czech Republic on the grounds that he was homosexual. And this is how he described how the system works.
They put questions to me within the test. Mostly it related to my childhood, my sexual life, how my partner and I live, if we are faithful. The first part was a questionnaire. After that, you sit in cubicle and they attach a monitoring device to your member. In front of you, there's a screen on which they show you images of women, men, children, sexual acts, even landscapes. That lasts an hour.
And what have the Czech authorities been saying about the matter?
Well, they've been denying that they are breaking EU regulations. They also have denied any suggestions that the country is homophobic. They also say that this test has been used extremely rarely, less than 10 times in total, and the last time was over 2 years ago. And they say that the test is voluntary, so when it has been used, it's been with the written consent of these asylum applicants. And they say that in some cases, the gay asylum seekers have actually themselves requested to undergo this test, which was the case of the Russian man we heard a few moments ago.
Thank you, Ian.